Good morning, everyone, and warm welcome to the presentation of Axfood's third quarter 2016. My name is Cecilia Ketels, and I'm Head of Investor Relations. The presentation will be held by Axfood's President and CEO, Anders Strålman, and CFO, Karin Hygreil Jonsson. After the presentation, there will, as usual, be time for asking questions, either through the telephone conference, or if you're watching us on the webcast, you can ask question and send them in to us. With these words, I hand over to the first speaker, Anders Strålman.
Good morning, everyone. Axfood continues to outperform the market and show strong and stable profitability. In fact, today we report Axfood's best quarterly operating profit ever. We continue to have a much stronger growth than the market during the third quarter. The total market growth has become weaker during the year, which also can be seen in our growth rate, which is strong but lower than in the beginning of the year. The growth is based on good sales development from all group companies. Since we have a higher turnover and continue to control our cost base, we also delivered a strong operating profit. With all group companies showing strong and stable profitability, it is the best operating profit for Axfood ever. Willys showed good growth in the third quarter. Sales were driven by an increased number of customers. Since the customer growth was higher than the volume growth, the average spend decreased some. One reason was the high campaign pressure in the market. Customers have been able to cherry-picking, which affected the volume growth. For like-for-like stores, sales growth resumed during the third quarter. We will continue to push our like-for-like sales, but given the weak market demand and the promotions pressure, we consider being back on positive figures as a move in the right direction. E-commerce in Willys develops according to plan. In the three stores that currently offer online sales, we have the same share of sales as the e-commerce share on the Swedish market. As I mentioned in the last quarterly presentation, the plan is to roll out e-commerce in another five stores until year-end. We now extend the geographic area to include internet shoppers in Uppsala and Norrköping. Willys' profitability was great in the quarter. This means that we have the strength to step up and boost sales further. Hemköp continued to deliver both strong sales growth and improved profitability. Sales were driven by new customers as well as higher average spend. The like-for-like sales of the group-owned and franchise stores develop equally well. I'm very pleased with the development of our franchise stores. It shows the strength and attractiveness of our Hemköp brand and the willingness of the franchise owners to invest in their stores. As a result of the strong sales growth and the controlled development of our costs, Hemköp continued to strengthen its profitability. The operating profit was outstanding, with a margin well above 4%. During the quarter, Hemköp launched its e-commerce business. First was the subscription service on dinner solution with recipes and ingredients in August. The service is offered to 10 cities from Sundsvall in the north to Linköping in the south. Second, Hemköp launched its grocery online in September. At present, there are three Hemköp stores in Stockholm offering online sales. Until year-end, five additional Hemköp stores will be added in addition to Stockholm, also one store in Gothenburg. The long summer had a positive effect on Axfood Närlivs. Its customers with convenience stores benefited from Swedes spending more time in the summer houses, since these stores are more often located outside large cities. The customers of Axfood Snabbgross cafes and restaurants show increased demand in eating out during the warm weather period. Overall, the restaurant segment in Sweden shows a nice growth trend. We meet this by continuing to invest in Axfood Snabbgross. In the beginning of 2017, we will open one new cash and carry store to reach out more customers and further strengthen the market share in this segment. Owing to the good sales growth, Axfood Närlivs profitability was strong in the third quarter. Dagab, the group supply chain, continued its strong performance in both sales growth and profitability, driven by the stores and the external wholesales. The progress of our private label continue, and with efficiency at a satisfactory level, Dagab reported stable profitability with high operating margin. For efficiency in our logistics operation, the employees are very important. Dagab's high current efficiency is activated with a higher proportion of temporary staff that we want to have. Our ambition is to hire more employees, but to be able to find these people, we need support with matchmaking and to provide relevant education from the Swedish employment agency, Arbetsförmedlingen. The food market in Sweden had a weak development during the third quarter. After a negative development in current prices in July, the market turned slightly upwards again in August. We believe the high campaign pressure will persist and the fierce competition will continue for the rest of the year. We keep our estimate for food inflation in the range of 1%-2%. We remain our focus on growth. With our strong cash flow, we have the resources to support top-line growth going forward. This shall be done by rolling out e-commerce in Willys and Hemköp and improve the digital promotion within the loyalty programs, but also by opening new stores and continuing to develop our concepts. During this expansion, profitability shall remain in line with our strategic target of 4%. Short term, the e-commerce rollout will affect our profitability, but through selective rollout and picking in stores, we limited and control our costs. Within 3 to 5 years, e-commerce shall be a profitable channel of our business. To stand up for our sustainable goals and become climate neutral by 2020, we have raised our voice to the politicians concerning the tax on energy generated from sun panels. We interpret the government's reaction that it will change the law so that no solar energy used for own purpose will be taxed. If so, we will continue to invest in sun panels and fossil-free energy. To conclude, we have been improving our market position as number two on the Swedish market with a strong third quarter and first 9 months. So strong that we want to specify our forecast for 2016. We will replace the old forecast stating an operating profit for 2016 to exceed the outcome for 2015, with an operating profit of around 1.9 billion. And Karin, now it's your turn to take them through the figures.
Good morning, everyone. Axfood is continuing to report strong sales figures and keep on gaining market share. We are also continuing to report a strong result. The operating profit amounted to 599 million kronor, an increase with 8.5% compared with last year. As Anders mentioned a couple of times, this was once again Axfood's best quarter result ever. The EBIT margin for the quarter was 5.5% compared with last year's margin of 5.3%. Total sales rose by 4.2%. Retail sales for Axfood own store increased with 2.8%, where like-for-like sales increased with 0.7%. Willys had a strong result and stable sales performance. Willys sales rose by 2.9%, and like-for-like sales increased with 0.3%. The like-for-like sales has been affected of new stores in cities where Willys already had stores. The result amounted to 277 million kronor, an increase with 0.7%. The EBIT margin was 4.8% compared with last year's margin of 4.9%. Hemköp. Hemköp continued to show a very good sales growth, both totally as well as for like-for-like sales. The good sales performance also resulted in continued stable and improved profitability. The like-for-like sales for the wholly owned store increased with 2.4%, and total store sales increased with 2.5%. Hemköp franchise store total sales increased with 7.5%, and the like-for-like sales increased with 2.2%. During the year, five new stores net are added to the Hemköp franchise, where three were 91.9 stores, where the store manager had chosen to use the call option and acquire the store. Hemköp's result for the quarter was 68 million kronor, compared with last year's result of 58 million kronor. The EBIT margin was 4.6%, compared with last year's margin of 4.1%. Närlivs. Närlivs reported a good sales performance as well as stable profitability. The reported sales was 789 million kronor, an increase of 7.5%. The result for the quarter amounted to 78 million kronor, compared with last year's result of 74 million kronor. The good sales performance, both in the cash and carry business as well in the wholesale operation, has contributed to the increased result in kronor. The EBIT margin, however, has been affected due to the cost for the two new cash and carry units that opened, one in the end of last year and one in the first quarter this year. The EBIT margin was 9.9%, compared with last year's margin of 10.1%. I also like to comment a bit about joint group cost. The reason is that it's different compared to last year is due to we have lower IT cost during the quarter. When for the year, we make the budget for the IT cost for the total year, and then we allocate out the cost for all our subsidiaries, and result for Axfood should be zero. But now they had lower cost with around 10 million kronor, and that's the reason why joint groups costs are so low for this quarter. It's more normal level that we had last year. Dagab. Dagab, Axfood entire supply chain operation, reported for quarter an increase in sales of 5.1%. The result amounted to 196 million kronor compared with last year's result of 177 million kronor. The result was improved due to the good sales development in the store chains and good cost control. The EBIT margin was 1.9% compared with last year's margin 1.8%. We continue to produce a strong cash flow and a strong balance sheet. Total investments for the first 9 months amounted to 408 million kronor compared with last year's investment of 555 million kronor. As I mentioned, when we presented a half-year report, 4 planned new stores are postponed to the next year. The total investment for year 2016 will amount to 600 to 700 million. Boot Willys and Hemköp have now launched e-commerce to us consumers. So far, both for year 2015 and for 2016, we have invested the 2 years together around 100 million kronor. The result will be affected by extra costs and amortization together about 20 million kronor during the full year 2016. Financial targets. The previous forecast has been replaced with a forecast for 2016 of an operating profit of around 1,900 million kroner. And over the coming years, we intend to keep an operating margin for the group of 4%. To summarize, Axfood reported a good sales development and keep on gaining market share. We also continue to report a strong result.
And with that, we open up for questions. And I hand over to the operator to see if we have any questions over the phone.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, could you please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now in order to enter the queue. And then after I announce you, simply ask that question. And if you find that question has been answered before it's your turn to speak, just press 0 and then 2 to cancel. And there'll be a brief pause while all the questions are being registered. Our first question is from the line of Stellan Hellström of Nordea. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. First, a question on your earnings guidance for the year here, that 1.9 billion in EBIT seem to imply that you will have limited earnings growth in Q4. Are you being conservative here, or is there any particular cost items that you see for the fourth quarter? Thanks.
Hello, Stellan. Our third quarter is our best quarter, as you know, and the fourth quarter, there will always be some campaign prices on the things that are up for Christmas. So we are not conservative in that case.
Okay. Then a question on Dagab here. You say it was stable earnings, but still you had double-digit earnings growth in the quarter. Again, you obviously gained a lot of earnings growth due to your improvements in this business. How do you see the room for further improvement as we go forward? Do you have most of these improvements behind you, or do you still see further potential?
As the sales growth has been at that high level that we have today and the costs are fixed, then of course there will be a lot easier for Dagab to earn the money.
Your e-commerce, you say about 20 million in costs this year. As you speed it up now, do you see that number increasing going into next year, or how do you see that?
We haven't done the plans for 2017 yet, but of course there will always be more cost when you're going into e-commerce. And it shall be profitable in 3 to 5 years. That's our goal.
Our next question is over to the line of Niklas Ekman of Carnegie. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Yes, a couple of questions, please. First, I'm curious about what happened in the market. What's your take here? You're talking about a slowdown in Q3 in general. We've seen negative inflation, or at least in July. Any good explanations you see here why you saw this slowdown and how you see this playing out going forward?
We can see that the price on fruit and veg went down in July, and it did also in August, because the harvest was very good in all over Europe on fruit and veg, and of course even in Sweden. So that's one reason, because we had deflation in July, I think. And of course, the other one is always that people are on holiday and they go abroad, and then they are eating somewhere else than in Sweden.
Okay, I saw a comment here earlier with an interview with you, Anders, where you mentioned that you see a better start to Q4, and I'm curious, are you talking about a more normal market here where inflation is back in the range of 1-2% and also with maybe a little better footfall? Is that the kind of trends you're seeing now?
I think the Q4 2016 will be more normal and more like the Q4 2015. And we can see that prices are going up now on coffee, for example, and as you have seen, also on milk. And we have something else now that makes Yngves very happy, because I think we have the Swedish currency are weak for a moment, and that will affect the prices.
Okay, very good. And in light of that, coming back to Stellan's question here, where your rather explicit guidance for the full year, I mean, if you look at the run rate over the past 12 months, you've had an EBIT of 1,950,000,000. So if in order to meet your guidance, you would have to see basically an earnings contraction of 50 million in the fourth quarter. And I'm assuming that's not really what you're guiding for. So I'm curious why providing such an explicit guidance for the full year.
But the around 1.9 is our guidance, because we knew that all uncertainties and before Christmas, because we can need to have a lot of campaigning that costs. And we also have higher costs compared with last year to reduce the cost for young employees is much higher than last year. And we also know that some of these 20 million kronor costs will come during the fourth quarter.
But are you actually foreseeing an earnings contraction in Q4? Is that what you're saying, or are you what just say, being conservative?
Yeah, but we're saying it's around 1.9.
Okay. Fair enough. And Willys, you mentioned here a return to growth again, but it's obviously seems to be a little weaker than the market if you look at the like-for-like growth. Has there still been a little too much margin focus, as you talked about in Q2, what kind of trend are you seeing in Willys?
We can see in Willys that they are going from negative like-for-like to positive like-for-like, and that's good, I see. And they are taking market shares, so I'm not so worried about it.
Okay, fair enough. And another question on guidance here, your CapEx guidance, I guess a similar question as the earnings guidance here. On a rolling 12 months, your CapEx is well below 600 million, and you're sticking to a CapEx guidance of 600-700 million. So are you seeing a significant increase of investments in Q4 and also even year over year? Is that what you're seeing?
That could always be different because when we're going to open stores. But as far as I can see it, in the forecast we made for the full year is around 600 and 700.
Okay. Okay, excellent, thanks. I might come back with more questions. Thank you.
Okay.
We now go to the line of Andreas Lundberg at ABG. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yeah, thank you so much, and good morning. I think you mentioned your store opening plans for your cash and carry business in 2017. Could you also talk about what you see for your retail stores, i.e. Willys and Hemköp, in Q4 and 2017? Thank you.
I think you have seen what Thomas Gjerskog had told to the press, that we will open 6 new Hemköp stores during 2017. And of course, I think there were 2 Willys stores that was not built in 2016, and they will come in 2017. So that's so much I can tell you now.
We start to work with a budget next week. So after that, we will know how many stores they're going to be.
So next quarter, you will have more information.
Okay, what about Q4 then this year?
Yes.
Will you open any stores in the fourth quarter of 2016?
No.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, one.
Here beside us.
Yeah, yes, of course, here on Torsplan. Willys Hemma store.
Just beside our head office.
No, in November. I forgot that it's too close.
Okay. And then on your online cost, I think you mentioned 20 million for the full year of 2016. What's the status of that year to date? Thank you.
We are taking some, but I think most of it would come in the fourth quarter.
Okay, thanks a lot.
We are now over to the line of Gustav Sandström of Danske Bank Markets. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone. I have a question regarding your comments on Willys, with larger number of clients but lower average purchases, if I understand correctly. I wonder, do you see this as a trend, in your opinion, that customer loyalty throughout the industry generally is coming down and customers perhaps are more prone to shop around for the best deals? Thank you.
I think that's something that happened in the market when there are a lot of promotions out on the market, that some customers that have a lot of time will shop around and do cherry picking. I think that's something that we have to stand with.
All right, perhaps another way to put it is, do you believe these increased promotional activities will fade, or is this a new normal?
I think it was something that happened in July when the market went down, and then of course everyone are scary, because we know in this business that when sales go down, the cost will come and hurt you from the back.
All right, thank you.
Just to remind all participants that if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now.
I think there are no more questions, so if you want to finish, it's up to you.
Yeah, if we don't have any further questions, we thank you for participating today. And if further questions arise, please don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you for today and have a nice day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.